All right, then we
move on. I would avoid it on Halloween. I wouldn't, but it wouldn't go well with whatever it is that people do now on Halloween. I don't know. Trunk or treat, or, you know, which is, to my mind, an interesting activity. But anyway.
Well, we were just talking about the 30 years ago with Freddy and Jason and all that. At one time, those were the ones that were those at the same level of this, or were they always kind of like
the film we just talked about is not a slasher film. It's not a gratuitous film. It's none of those things. So I wouldn't categorize it as in it, with those other films.
Right.
This film really has something to say about, the damage that can be done to one's psyche through genuinely just loneliness and so forth. It really does look does talk about those things, if you like. Those other films are an entirely other matter. So no, I wouldn't put those two.
I guess my question, whether it applies to this particular film or not, was when they first came out. I believe, in my opinion, they had the desire to just scare the bejesus out of you. And then as they've gone into history, we now look at them with a different slant, where we kind of...
Well, certainly, yeah. Certainly, as other films get made and we go into, what scares us change to a certain extent. But, yeah, I mean, they're looked upon, I would dare say, as almost harmless in a way now, some of those original slasher films.
Yep.
They're looked upon fondly. But this is not, Sleep Tight is not a conventional horror film, and it's not a horror film. It's a thriller, and there's a difference. So.
Okay, gotcha. All right, we move on to Mike's pick of the week. What do we got?
All right. The Madness of King George from 1994. It's rated PG-13. It's directed by Nicholas Heitner. It stars Nigel Hawthorne, Helen Mirren, Ian Holm, and Rupert Everett.
Mm-hmm.
In 1788, King George is well into his reign, and he is exhibiting increasingly more demented behavior. He goes from wild enthusiasm to forgetting things to weeping, and plots abound to depose the unpopular king and install the Prince of Wales. This has a absolutely towering performance by Nigel Hawthorne as the title character. He goes from there are great moments of comedy to pathos to just humor and bravado, and this is really a remarkable performance, and he's well aided by everyone in the cast, and really the tone is a tragic comedy, and it's really executed quite well here. We have the intrigues in the court. And we have they're trying to sort of manage the king, and that's a difficult task. And he himself understands that something is wrong, but yet, of course, because he's not very stable, there's not much he can do about it. So we're taken along with this, and we become involved in these intrigues, and we certainly feel for the king. But there's also a lot of laughter here, and this one really is something a film that. Has stood the test of time, and I think doesn't show its age at all. I mean, the fact that it's a period piece may help it, but I don't think so. I think really what stands up and what endures here is the things that I mentioned. That it's so well written, it's based on a play, and it's so well acted, and we have a wonderful cast here, and they've given us really their utmost. And so this one deserves a look.
Excellent. All right, man. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. Appreciate it. We got three good ones this week, so excellent.
All right.
All right. Have a great one. Great Halloween. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. We'll see you soon.
All right. Bye-bye. Mike at the Movies giving you three good ones. Madness of King George. You got The Cult of Chucky. All those happening there. So we'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunter and WHCRDB's HunterChamber.com, and we'll be back right after the news and the weather.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Republican House Speaker does 17 minutes of jokes at a charity dinner in New York City last night. The most common target? President Trump and his administration.
I don't think I've seen this many New York liberals, this many Wall Street CEOs in one room since my last visit to the White House.
While Speaker Paul Ryan was poking fun at President Trump, former President George W. Bush spoke at another event in New York where he said the recent political climate has emboldened bigotry.
Bigotry or white supremacy in any form is blasphemy against the American creed.
Bush also saying given the current trends in politics, it's much more vulnerable to conspiracy theories and outright fabrication. And former President Obama made similar claims stumping for Democratic governor hopefuls yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
With 20% back in rewards on color copies from Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to leave behind presentations that customers will read, not recycle. The confidence to produce color manuals that'll keep your business in the black. The confidence that your financial forecast will no longer be partly cloudy. Show off your business in full color for less at Staples. Now get 20% back in rewards on color presentations, manuals, and copies. Staples, it's pro time. Visit staples.com/20color. Expires 11/4/17. Exclusions apply.
White House Chief of Staff John Kelly speaks publicly about the recent tragedy in Niger.
The fact is, they need to find out what happened and why it happened.
Four U.S. soldiers were killed in the attack by terrorists affiliated with ISIS. At that briefing yesterday, the retired general heaped praise on the U.S. troops who are working in counterterrorism operations in various parts of the world. Meanwhile, the Pentagon says a full investigation into the deaths of those four soldiers is currently underway. Meanwhile, a terrorist attack on the scale of 9/11 is in the planning stages. A warning from the acting U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Elaine Duke yesterday.
She says terrorist organizations like ISIS are not giving up on plots to use aircraft like they did back in September 2001. Duke said that in the meantime, ISIS intends to keep carrying out smaller attacks to keep the group's finances flowing and members engaged.
That's Lisa Carter reporting, and this is USA Radio News.
Franklin Graham calls it a must-see.
Don't you dare tell me about the love and the compassion of your so-called God.
Mike Huckabee calls it a giant step forward for the faith-based genre.
Do you believe that God hears?
God always answers prayers.
Jerry Falwell Jr. says Let There Be Light offers forgiveness and hope when it's needed most. Kevin Sorbo and Sean Hannity present the most anticipated Christian movie of the year. Let There Be Light. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13 in theaters October 27. Find a theater at lettherebelightmovie.com.
Fire officials say they now expect the deadly wildfires burning in Northern California to be contained by early next week. Cal Fire saying it expects crews to have complete containment of most of them on Tuesday. The fires began on the night of October 8th. They've burned nearly a quarter million acres in the wine country of Napa and Sonoma counties, as well as some other areas north of San Francisco. At least 42 people are dead from them, 36 listed as missing, and the fires have destroyed almost 7,000 homes and businesses. A federal appeals court is issuing a temporary stay in a case involving a detained illegal immigrant in Texas who wants to get an abortion. An update on the story from correspondent Tom Roberts.
The D.C. Circuit ruled Thursday the federal government could not release the minor for the abortion. The court is expected to hear oral arguments on the issue Friday. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton praised the ruling, saying the ACLU is trying to turn Texas into a sanctuary state for abortions. The 17-year-old is living in a Texas shelter funded by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
And while weather forecasters say long-range predictions are never completely accurate, in its winter weather outlook, the National Weather Service is predicting that most of the country will probably see a warmer than average winter. That goes especially for the Southwest, Deep South, and New England, while the Pacific Northwest and Northern Plains will probably see cooler than normal temperatures. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is bobburnspeaks.com. Please tune in to Living Consciously, where myself and my co-host will entertain you, inform you, and educate you in certain modalities. Living consciously is something that we really must learn to do, because that way you'll know what's going on around you. This show can be heard at 2 p.m. every Friday on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Thank you.
It's time for Hunter Chamber Radio Weather. 9:05. Special weather statement happening right now. We have the possibility of brush fires. And so you need to prepare for that, because it's going to be low humidity and winds that could spread wildfires. So if you're working with dry brush and or near dry brush, please take precautions. It is Friday, TGIF, October 20th, 2017. Sunny and a high of 72 today. Winds northwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Clear sky tonight, low of 45, winds light and variable. Sunny sky is 76 tomorrow, winds light and variable. Intervals of clouds and sunshine and a high of 73 on Sunday. Cloudy 76 on Monday. Thunderstorms possible on Tuesday, a high around 70, chance of rain 90%, and Wednesday 63, partly cloudy. Temperatures in the area, it's 59 in Raritan, 56 in Reddington, 56 in Clinton, 60 in Tewksbury, 55 in Asbury, 52 at the county complex, 54 in Stockton, 48 in Kingwood, 52 in Doylestown. Good morning, Hunter and Hunter Chamber Radio Weather.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, the voice of business on WHCRDB. We didn't get to celebrity birthdays yet. We will. And one of the tokens has a birthday today. Checking traffic, there is nothing on my radar. And as I said, one of the reasons could be total coincidence, but one of the reasons is Hunterdon Central Regional High School is closed today because of a fire that took place in the auditorium on Thursday night. So they will deal with that and hopefully be open again on Monday. So if you were noticing how quiet the roads were this morning, that's one of the reasons. It's time for us to get over to history, a little history from history.com. For October 20th, 2017, the lead story took place in 1947. The notorious Red Scare kicks into high gear in Washington as a congressional committee begins investigating communist influence in one of the world's richest and most glamorous communities, Hollywood. After World War II, the Cold War began to heat up between the world's two superpowers, the United States and the communist-controlled Soviet Union. In Washington, conservative watchdogs worked to our communists in government before setting their sights on alleged Reds in the famously liberal movie industry. In an investigation that began in October of 47, the House Un-American Activities Committee, known as HUAC, grilled a number of prominent witnesses asking bluntly, "Are you or have you ever been a member of the Communist Party?" Whether out of patriotism or fear, some witnesses, including director Elia Kazan, actors Gary Cooper and Robert Taylor, studio honchos Walt Disney and Jack Warner, gave the committee names of colleagues they suspected of being communists. Wow. What a crazy time that was. In 1774, the First Continental Congress creates the Continental Association, which calls for a complete ban on all trade between America and Great Britain of all goods, wares, or merchandise. In 1965, at 3 p.m. on October 20th, the first Last PV Series Volvo drives off the assembly line in Lundby, Sweden. The car, which was a zippy black Sport PV544 with red interior trim, went straight to the Volvo Museum in Gothenburg. PV series Volvos had been in production first as a PV444 and then as the PV544 since 1947, and 440,000 sold in all. By the end of its run, the PV was old-fashioned looking. The company had made very few cosmetic changes in the two decades the car had been on the market. But it remained a good, solid automobile, above all. And Road and Track magazine said in 1963, the Volvo PV544 is such a practical car. Volvo's most attractive appeal lies in its solidity and its quality in every single respect. There is nothing slapdash or underdimensional about any part of the car, and what is more than enough to compensate for any perceived lack of glamour. In 1990, three members of the rap group Two Live Crew are acquitted of obscenity charges in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Luther Campbell, Chris Fred Kid Ice, Wong Wan, and Mark Brother Marquise Ross had faced a year in prison for performing their songs, which were considered to be sexually prurient and obscene, at a club in Hollywood, Florida. Their June 10th concert appearance and subsequent arrest capped a remarkable week in which a federal judge ruled that their latest album was obscene, and a local record store owner was arrested for selling it to an undercover police officer. And now if you look at that compared to what's on the radio today, you've got to be kidding, really. 1944, two liquid gas tanks explode in Cleveland, Ohio, killing 130 people. It took all of the city's firefighters to bring the resulting industrial fire under control. In 1827, during the Greek War for Independence, a combined Turkish and Egyptian armada is destroyed by an allied British, French, and Russian naval force at the Battle of Navarino. In 1935, just over a year after the start of the Long March, Mao Zedong arrives in Shenzhen province in northwest China with 4,000 survivors and sets up Chinese communist headquarters. The epic flight from Chiang Kai-shek's nationalist forces lasted 368 days and covered 6,000 miles, nearly twice the distance from New York to San Francisco. In 1944, after advancing island by island across the Pacific, U.S. General Douglas MacArthur wades ashore onto the Philippine island of Leyte, fulfilling his promise to return to the area he was forced to flee in 1942. In 1973, after 15 years of construction, the Sydney Opera House is dedicated by Queen Elizabeth II. The $80 million structure, designed by Danish architect Orn Utzon and funded by the profits of Opera House lotteries, was built on Penolong Point in Sydney, Australia. Famous for its geometric roof shells, the structure contains several large auditoriums and presents an average of 3,000 events a year to an estimated 2 million people. The first performance in the complex was the Australian Opera's production of Sergei Prokofiev's War and Peace, which was held in the 1,547-seat opera theater. Today, the Opera House remains Sydney's best-known landmark. In 2011, Muammar Gaddafi, the longest-serving leader in Africa and the Arab world, is captured and killed by rebel forces near his hometown in Sirte. The eccentric 69-year-old dictator, who came to power in 1969 coup, headed a government that was accused of numerous human rights violations against its own people and was linked to terrorist attacks, including the 1988 bombing of the Pan Am jet over Lockerbie, Scotland. In 1977, the three members of the southern rock band Lynyrd Skynyrd die in a Mississippi plane crash. During a flight from Greenville, South Carolina to Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Lynyrd Skynyrd's tour plane crashed in a heavily wooded area of southeastern Mississippi, during a failed emergency landing attempt, killing band members Ronnie Van Zant, Steve Gaines, and Cassie Gaines, as well as the band's assistant road manager and the plane's pilot and co-pilot. 20 others survived the crash. In 1803, the U.S. Senate approves a treaty with France providing the purchase of the territory of Louisiana, which would double the size of the United States. In 1962, the White House press corps is told that President John F. Kennedy has a cold. In reality, he is holding secret meetings with advisors on the eve of ordering a blockade of Cuba. And in sports, in 1968, 21-year-old Oregonian Dick Fosbury wins gold and sets an Olympic record when he high jumps 7 feet 4 1/4 inches at the Mexico City Games. It was the first American victory in the event since 1956. It was also the international debut of Fosbury's unique jumping style known as the Fosbury Flop. Today in history from History.com for October 20th, 2017. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a few minutes.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413 3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi and Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
We'll do it all, everything on our own. We don't
Welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon, WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. My pleasure to be with you. it's time for celebrity birthdays. That is Snow Patrol, and one of their band members has a birthday today. The old disc jockey Almanac has birthays for October 20th, 2017. From the Hobbit movies, John Bell is 20. Life in Pieces, A Girl Like Her, Hunter King is 24. Actress in the Middle, Galadriel Steinman is 27. From model in Victoria's Secret Fashion Show, Candace Swainpole is 29. Dog Pound's Adam Butcher is 29. My Wife and Kids, Jennifer Freeman is 32. Alone Tile is 34 from Broken City. Katie Featherston is 35 from The River. Niall Matter is 37 from Watchmen. Narges Fakhri is 38. The Office. John Krasinski is 38. Jennifer Hall is 40 today from Confessions of a Dangerous Mind. Shiri Rappaport is 40 from CSI Crime Scene Investigation. Actor in Being Human, Sam Witwer is 40. Ashley Levitch is 41 from She's All That. The Goldbergs. Dan Fogler is 41. Television personality Danny Monagu is 46. Hunt for the Wilder People. Rachel House is 46. American Crime Story. Kenneth Choi is 46. Rapper of What's My Name. Snoop Dogg is 46 today. Attorney and TV news anchor Sonny Hostin is 49. Singer-songwriter Luck Merville is 53. Karate Kid. William Zabka is 52. General Hospital's Yvette Nipar is 53. Hootie and the Blowfish drummer Jim Sonnefeld is 53. From Heartbeat, Liam Cusack is 58. A History of Violence, Viggo Mortensen is 59. Eric Scott is 59 from Never Again. Aaron Pryor is 62. Boxing Hall of Fame. 30-something actress Melanie Myron is 65. Boy Meets World, William Russ is 67. Raiders of the Lost Ark, George Harris is 68. Serving Sarah, Alan Akes is 69. George Weiner is 72 from Spaceballs. Robert Costanzo is 75. Saturday Night Fever. Token's lead singer Jay Siegel is 78 today. Roman Catholic Benedictine nun Dolores Hart, 79. Wanda Jackson, songwriter and singer of Let's Have a Party, is 80. Juan Marichal is 80 from Baseball Hall of Famer. Bleak House. Timothy West is 83. And dancer and actress in Cape Fear, Barry Chase, is 84. Those are our celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration or anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@huntingtimber.com and we'll get it on the show to celebrate. It's 9:26, and we'll jump on over to the official news of that auditorium fire. Fire closes Hunter and Central High School October 20th. Jeff Goldman reports for NG Advanced Media. Hunter Central Regional High School will be closed Friday after a fire broke out in the auditorium on Thursday night, officials said. The fire was contained and no one was injured, the school said. 3,000 students from five towns attend the school, making it one of the largest high schools in the state. Emergency management officials in Raritan Township didn't immediately reply to a request for additional information on Friday morning. So there you have it. That's the reason that you were seeing very little traffic in the area. Crazy stuff. And you knew it immediately. If you're not aware of it, Amazon has been searching for a place for its headquarters too, and there's been plenty of towns and cities and states that have been pressing for it, and New Jersey is not any different. There was a number of cities in New Jersey that were looking to get involved. Newark, Jersey City, are two of them. New Jersey put a deal worth up $7 billion in tax credits on the table to lure Amazon to the Garden State. So says Aaron Banco of NJ Advanced Media. If the company picks New Jersey as its site to develop its new HQ2 headquarters, the deal would become the second largest economic development package ever offered to a company in the U.S., an NJ Advanced Media study found. $7 billion incentives would dwarf the highest subsidy held by a company in New Jersey, $390 million given to American Emerim LLC and Meadow Amusement in 2013 to develop the retail and entertainment American Dream Complex, which has been under construction in the Meadowlands in East Rutherford for more than 10 years. The offer announced by officials during a news conference Monday is New Jersey's latest attempt to entice a corporation to the state, handing out massive tax breaks. New Jersey has handed out a total of $8.9 billion in subsidies since 1996, most of them awarded since 2010 and ending in Camden, according to a data released by Good Jobs First, a national policy resource center in Washington. It is difficult to know whether the investments, including those in Camden, have paid off, because a lot of the information needed to make that determination, such as the number of jobs created per subsidy awarded, is not always accessible, said Kasia Terzinska, a research analyst with the center. There's a real issue with transparency on all kinds of subsidies throughout the country, she said, and so far analysts looking at potential Amazon sites have not included New Jersey as a potential frontrunner for the Amazon headquarters, and Amazon is not commenting on any of the bids. So you have it. Maybe Amazon's coming, maybe it's not. Quite honestly, I don't know. But it sounds like desperation to me, and it's unfortunate that we continue to try and lure a company in. Believe me, it's important. I don't discredit that. But if you're trying to lure another customer in to your store and you ignore the one that's sitting right in front of you that has been your tax basis for years, that is just inexcusable. And that's the problem. If you do that in business, you're going to lose both of them eventually. It's time for us to take a break, and we'll be back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon right after the news.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Two former presidents send out strong warnings about the state of American politics as the two make separate addresses on Thursday.
Argument turns too easily into animosity.
Folks don't feel good right now about what they see.
Barack Obama speaking there at one of two campaign stops he made in support of Democratic governor's candidates, while George W. Bush spoke at an event in New York City hosted by the George W. Bush Institute.
We've seen our discourse degraded by casual cruelty. At times it can seem like the forces pulling us apart are stronger than the forces binding us together.
Some of the politics we see now, we thought we put that to bed. I mean, that's folks looking 50 years back.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello? Anyone there?
Hey! United Healthcare heading your way.
Thank goodness.
Lost in the giant Medicare maze?
It's so complicated.
No worries. United Healthcare has the people, tools, and plans to get you through it, including the only Medicare plans with the AARP name.
I'm so glad you found me.
Need to find a Medicare plan? Get help now at uhcmedicare.com. AARP Medicare plans from United Healthcare. United Healthcare pays royalty fees to AARP. AARP is not an insurer.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like wood look waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
The man who's become known as the underwear terrorist bomber is suing the U.S. Justice Department, claiming it's denied him his rights. Mark Mayfield has his story.
Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab is serving multiple life sentences for trying to set off a bomb in his underwear on a flight from Amsterdam to Detroit in 2009, saying it was his religious duty as a Muslim to wage jihad against the United States. Now, in a lawsuit filed in a Colorado federal court, the Nigerian man says prison authorities are violating his constitutional rights by not allowing him to communicate with the outside world or practice his religion. The terrorist tried to set off a bomb on a Northwest Airlines flight with 289 people on board.
No violence and just two arrests made and an appearance by white nationalist Richard Spencer at the University of Florida in Gainesville yesterday.
You are at the premier event for the question of free speech in this country. You all know that. And this is how you behave.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Senate Republicans approved a new budget last night, the 2018 budget resolution passing 51-49, with Republican Rand Paul the only Republican to vote against it. The vote paves the way for President Trump's massive tax cuts now to become the focus of senators. California wildfires being blamed for roughly $1 billion in damages and the destruction of nearly 7,000 buildings now. The state's insurance commissioner says the preliminary dollar valuation of losses comes from the claims filed with the 8 largest insurance companies in the affected areas and doesn't include uninsured property. Both numbers are expected to rise still. Meanwhile, fire officials say they expect to have containment of the fires by early this upcoming week. Last year, President Trump was the headliner at the annual event. This year, it was House Speaker Paul Ryan who got most of the attention with his stand-up comedy at last night's annual Al Smith charity dinner in New York City. He poked a lot of fun at the media, but he also poked a lot of fun at President Trump.
I know last year that Donald Trump offended some people. I know his comments, according to critics, went too far. Some said it was unbecoming of a public figure, and they said that his comments were offensive. Well, thank God he's learned his lesson.
And remember, we're at usaradio.com, and I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
It is time for Hunter Chamber Radio Sports Scores and Calendar for our 5 regional high schools and our 2 minor league baseball teams, but they are finished up for this season and they'll start again next spring. We'll start off with North Hunterdon, or Delval. Lost to Somerville yesterday in boys soccer, 1-0. Somerville also got the better of them in girls soccer, 5-0. And against Blair Academy, a 1-1 tie in field hockey. Hunterdon Central faced Hillsboro and defeated them 3-1 in field hockey. 3-0 shutout of Scotch Plains Fanwood in boys soccer. North Hunterdon defeated Watchung Hills in field hockey 5-4. South Hunterdon, 5-1 defeat of Rutgers Prep in boys soccer. But Rutgers Prep returned the favor 5-0 in girls soccer. And Voorhees defeated Immaculata 2-0 in boys soccer. Girls soccer 1-0 win over Immaculata as well. 5-0 shutout of Montgomery in field hockey. Hackettstown wins in girls volleyball 2-0. Here is the calendar for the next couple of days. Friday Night Lights. Warren Hills will be at Hunterdon Central tonight at 7 p.m. I'm assuming that's on. You might have to check, though. Bernards will be at Voorhees for a 7:10 p.m. kickoff. South Hunterdon is off this week. Boys soccer, boys varsity football, we already talked about. Boys soccer, Delaware Valley is at Belvedere at 4 p.m. Hunter Moore and Sussex Tournament volleyball. Delaware Valley is at Vernon Township. And at 4:30, Phillipsburg, Pope John the 23rd is at Hunterdon Central. Might also have to check that one, too, because of the closure of the high school. Tomorrow, there's a cheerleading varsity competition at 1 p.m. Warren Hills will be at Hunterdon Central. At 11:30, Phillipsburg travels to North Hunterdon, and this is rather interesting. 11:30 a.m. Hunterdon Central at Warren Hills is at 3, partner Hunter Moore and Sussex Tournament. At 1 p.m., Delaware Valley travels to Hillside. The Terriers are undefeated and are continuing their streak. There's about 34 teams in New Jersey that are undefeated as of right now, and Delaware Valley is one of them. Part of the Hunter Moore and Sussex Tournament, boys soccer, 10 a.m., Warren Hills is at Central. Bernards is at Voorhees at 12:15. Delaware Valley Rutgers Prep boys soccer game canceled. Girls soccer, Warren Hills at Voorhees at 10. North Hunterdon and Hunterdon Central at 12. And volleyball Saturday, 2 p.m. at Hackettstown High School, part of the Hunterdon Morris Sussex Tournament. Monday, we have gymnastics. North Hunterdon and Seneca are at Hunterdon Central at 4:30. Bridgewater Raritan is at Voorhees, 5:30 for volleyball, and Madison is at Central, 5:30 for volleyball. Tuesday is cross country. Solbury will be at South Hunterdon at 4 p.m. Field hockey state tournament. South Hunterdon is at Point Pleasant Borough High School at 3:30. Voorhees is at Warren Hills at 4 o'clock. Skill St. Bernard's is at Voorhees at 3:45 for boys soccer. Delval travels to Immaculata at 3:45 for boys soccer. Central is at Bridgewater Raritan. Watchung Hills is at North Hunterdon at 5. Girls soccer at 3:45. Gil St. Bernard's at South Hunterdon. Delaware Valley has Immaculata come to visit. Bridgewater Raritan is at Central. And at 6 o'clock, North Hunterdon's at Watchung Hills. Volleyball at 5:30 on Tuesday. Delval is at Hopewell Valley. And Central is at Cherokee at 6. That is Hunter Jamboree Sports Scores and Calendar for our 5 regional high schools. Please support our local athletes. They love playing for a crowd. They do it because they love their sport. And all of those games are all going to be played in some beautiful weather. So go and enjoy our late autumn, October weather. You don't get it any better than this. Not going to be too long before you're going to be complaining about being shut indoors. So go and enjoy some great competitive scholastic sports in some fine weather and environments. 9:42, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back in just a minute with more of WHCR-DB's Good Morning Hunterdon Show on HuntonChamberRadio.com.
Turning, I Jill Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org.
Good morning, Hunterdon, on WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamber.com, the voice of business. Finishing up some stuff here, and Susan Lax is right next to me getting ready for her show, Hands Across Hunterdon. Talk about Hunterdon Helpline and all the different nonprofits in Hunterdon County that can help you with any challenges that you face. Well, I talked a little while ago when we did celebration observances that there was a an observance now about blindness and overcoming that. And one of the interesting articles I got here from the Good News Network is a blind piano maestro knows what to play by listening to the conductor's breathing. Written on October 18th by the Good News Network, and the author is, I guess, Ms. Cobley. Permission from the AFP. It says that blind since birth, virtuoso Japanese pianist Nobuko Chutsi puts his global success down to a wide range of experiences outside music and listening to how the conductor breathes. I love sport. I love swimming, skiing, the 29-year-old maestro told AFP in an interview. The more I experience, the more positive things it brings to me as a musician. Despite his blindness, Chuchi, or Nobu, as he is known, has risen to become a star of the international classical music scene, playing in more than 160 concerts around the world in locations such as London's Royal Albert Hall and Carnegie Hall in New York. He's played with the St. Petersburg Mariinsky Orchestra, the London Philharmonic, and will be giving his first major recital in France later this month. An elegy he wrote for the victims of the 2011 earthquake and tsunami in Japan got 13 million views on YouTube. Born in Tokyo, Chuchi loves music, started at the age of 8 months when his mother played him a CD by Polish composer Chopin. "I wiggled my legs in time to the music," he said. He began tinkling on a toy piano at the age of 2, and real music lessons started at age of 4. He learned to read sheet music via Braille, but many compositions were not accessible via this method, so he learned to play by ear and from memory. "It's good at the beginning to be faithful and precise, but afterwards I tried to interpret the music, and that is very important, difficult and deep," he said with infectious enthusiasm. A very rare example of blind pianist of such a high level, Chuchi said he is inspired by the sensations provided by nature and other art forms. "From a very young age, my mother gave me experiences outside of music. She would take me to museums and describe the drawings or paintings she liked. She would take me to a firework display and describe the colors," he said. Chuchi's main musical influence is the delicate, elegant, romantic Chopin, whose patriotism he admires. "He has extremely strong feelings for his country, Poland," said Chuchi, adding that he has also drawn to Beethoven, Debussy, and Ravel. A joint winner of the prestigious Van Cliburn Gold Medal, Chuchi has refused to let his disability get a better of him. While other musicians carefully watch every move of the conductor, Chuchi says he listens to the orchestra leader's breathing to follow the rhythm. Amazing stuff, folks. You can overcome anything. You can overcome anything. It's just a matter of desire. And that's the real... You got to have a chance, and people got to give you that chance. And that's the hardest part, right? You'll face some challenge in your life. You'll have all the people in front of you that are the naysayers saying it can't be done. It shouldn't be done. Why are you doing this? But if you have the passion, desire, and the motivation, and the will, and that's the biggest part, is you have to overcome the will or the naysayers with a stronger will, then you will succeed. It's very simple. It's hard, but the process, the strategy, is extremely simple. 9:51. So there you go. I love those stories, man. That tells you everything you need to know about how the world is working. Gonna finish it up with a little more contemporary note here. A 17-year-old Army private reunites online with stranger that she saved from the Las Vegas shooting. Good News Network reported this on the 17th. And written by Little Things. It says, "Every day we're learning more about brave heroes who selflessly risk their own lives to help strangers during the shooting at Las Vegas. And one of the most recent heroes to reach the limelight was only a teen. Jacqueline Trujillo, a 17-year-old Army private, was attending the Route 91 Harvest Festival to celebrate her return home from basic training with the Army National Guard. It was like a dream come true," she said about her night. But things quickly changed when the bullet